Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host because I believe that if I'm willing to search for the rainbows, then I will find the rainbows and the possibilities that come from the promises that the rainbows hold. I've been actively searching for my rainbows, in part because it's been a really stormy season around my house. Now, my husband was looking over my shoulder recently as I was working on a meme about the trusting hope and how trusting hope makes a difference. And he was wondering, what if you can't trust in hope? See, it can be tough to trust in hope when the storms are raging around you. It can be a challenge to walk out faith when the clouds make it too dark to see. I know that it is in times that are chaotic that I will struggle the most, and because of that, I diligently make a habit of seeking the promises. Because I know if I wait until the storms are here, it'll be that much more difficult to seek the promises. So I'm practicing every single day searching for my rainbows, even in those minuscule situations like I want something to wear for church. Because when it becomes the natural reaction in everything that I do, then I am armed up and ready for the storms that are going to come my way. I develop a natural leaning towards trusting hope. My husband admitted that he was talking about me the other day in Sunday school. You know, that'll teach me not to go to Sunday school, but I was at home fighting off a migraine, so I do have a legitimate reason. We were sitting later, and he turned to me and asked me, with all seriousness, mind you, why did people laugh at me when I call you Little Miss Rainbows and Lollipops? And my first thought was, when do you call me that? So I asked him, and he said he called me that when they were having a discussion about being positive in class. My ability to see the possibilities and to see the positives, no matter what's going on, has always stunned my husband. He was raised in a cynical and negative world where rainbows were really more of a showing or rarely showed up. They were more of a myth than the reality. What about when things aren't going like you expect? He asked me. He was quizzing me on this because we're in a really tough place right now, and he is sometimes in awe of my ability to continue to believe in the promises. I confess that the only thing I expect about my journey is that I will end up where I'm supposed to be. Now, I didn't tell him this because there are some things that even the Little Miss Rainbows and Lollipops has to keep to herself. All I can tell people who are struggling in this place of holding on to hope is that you just have to keep believing. What you believe is what you will see come to pass. I believe that it will work out as long as I'm invested in working it out. It will not come to me or surprise me or sneak up on me. I have to work to make it work. But I don't worry about tomorrow, no matter what it might bring. I make the purposeful choice to focus on what I'm doing and not on what I can't control. And I can't control what will happen tomorrow or what tomorrow will hold. I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. I avoid getting caught up in the worries and woes of tomorrow when I am prepared, or at least as prepared as I can be. When I make a plan. I make a plan for what I will do with what I have. I make a plan for my time. I make a plan for balancing what I need to do with what I want to do. My plan keeps me focused. 2, I work the plan. I actually take the steps towards where I want to go. It is in those days when I do work the plan that I find worry can't get a foothold. 3, I measure the results. I look at what I'm doing and I see if what I'm doing is getting it done. Unless I measure the results, I end up staying busy without being active in purpose. 4, I adjust the plan. I turn around when I need to, or I make small changes to my schedule. When things aren't going the way I want them to go, then I make the changes necessary to move me in that different direction that I desire. 5, I skip the what if portion of the program. It's really no more complicated than that. I just refuse to give the negatives the focus they desire. Worry, it turns out, is really just meditating on the negative things. And I don't like to meditate on the negative things. I remember sitting in absolute amazement as one of the women in my small group talked about all the things she worried about. From whether or not her husband would make it home at night, and he had a desk job at an office, to whether or not her children would wake up in the morning. I mean, why? That was all I could think the whole time she shared. Why would she even give place to thoughts like that? The more I've studied the power of words, and by default, the power of thoughts, the more I've come to understand she did it because that is what her habit was for her words. She meditated on the negatives, and therefore she thought about the negatives. I've determined to live bold in my now, and I do that when I take the steps to stay focused on today instead of getting caught up in the worries of tomorrow that I can't control. There are more than enough things going on around me without adding to the list. When I invest my time and energy to focus on the worries and woes that aren't even here yet, that is a waste of my investment. What if I invested that same time and energy into creating new and ingenious plans for overcoming my problems and my struggles? Or what if I invested that same time and energy into developing possibilities for me and my family and for this journey? It is the same energy. And it is the same time either way, however I determine to invest it. But it is the results that will make the difference. When I meditate on the worries, then I will produce negative results each and every time. The opposite is also true. When I meditate on the possibilities, then I produce possibilities each and every time. Now, those possibilities may not always turn out exactly like I had planned, but they will always be possibilities. I get to this place, the one where I can meditate on the possibilities, by being prepared. One, I make a plan. You may have heard me mention my whiteboard of world domination, because I have talked about it quite a bit. It lays out my why and my big dream goal for this year, and it also has an anchor word that keeps me focused, but it creates a plan for making all of this happen. I don't play around with my big dream goals. I mean, if you're going to dream big, then dream big. So mine is a big dream goal. But I also recognize that I needed to break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces. And that's what my plan does. But just to make sure I have the right focus on that plan, I lay out my monthly tasks to move me closer to my goal. And then I have weekly tasks that will help me reach my monthly aims. And then I also have daily to-dos that include a breakdown of my schedule. I have a plan. By having a plan, I'm prepared for what may come up, or at least I am as prepared as I can be. Now, you can get your free PDF of the Whiteboard of World Domination program by visiting katherinelang.com/make-your-plan-for-world-domination. Yeah, I know, it's a long one, but it's there. world domination, go to my website and search for that. Two, I work the plan. Now, there was a time when I would craft an amazing plan, and then I would take a break. Because, I mean, I spent so much time crafting the plan, I deserved a break. And then nothing would get done. So I would start the next day crafting an amazing plan for the day. And then I get caught in the cycle. I figured out what wasn't working. It turned out it was me. If I want things to work out from my plan, then I have to be willing to work for my plan. Last year, I had a small whiteboard with the same basic outline as the whiteboard of world domination. It looked good, but it did little more than take up a corner of my office. I invested very little time pursuing the plan on that little board. If I don't do the work, then I will never reach the goal. Let me say that one more time. If I don't do the work, then I will never reach the goal. I have to work the plan, or I will never be in a position to deal with the unexpected that can give rise to the worries of tomorrow. I have to work, although the what and the how of that work may look different in my life than it does in yours. Three, I have to measure the results. I have to stop just long enough or slow down just long enough to measure the progress I'm making. As long as there is progress, then I keep going. If there is no progress, then I need to make some changes. Unless I measure the results, I won't know if how I'm working is actually working. Just because I'm busy doesn't mean I'm productive. I need to measure the progress to determine the value of the actions. Four, I may need to adjust the plan. When I do measure the results, then I may not like what I see. When I don't like what I see in the results of my work, it's time to make some changes in the what of my work or in the how of my work. I had a plan at the beginning of the school year last year, and it included work and school and managing the home. I was prepared to juggle all three with magical ease. The first time I looked at the results, I knew it wasn't working. I was flittering around like a hummingbird on caffeine, but there were few results to show for it. So I adjusted the plan. I brought all the schoolwork to one central location, and I set up a portable office there. The work improved, but when I measured the results, I knew the results weren't what I needed them to be. So I adjusted my schedule so that the work I concentrated on during school time more reflected school work. I did my research and my own studies during school, and those adjustments made a world of difference in the results. And five, skip the what ifs. I mean, I'm a dreamer. I like to sit around and imagine what I will do when, but it turns out that worries use that same imagination to come up with the worst case scenarios. I have made a purposeful choice not to go there. I refuse to get mired down in the what ifs of worry because I don't want to end up there. I know that just thinking about something does not make it so, but I also know from personal experience that the more I think about something, the more likely I am to begin moving in the direction that will make it so. Thoughts give life to action, and if I want positive things in my life, then I need to be meditating on positive things. The worries are a meditation on negative things, and I have to make a purposeful choice not to meditate on the negatives, not to worry about tomorrow. If I want to be free of the worries of tomorrow, then I have to stop thinking about the worries of tomorrow. I have to adjust my vision and begin to develop a habit of seeking the rainbows no matter what's going on around me. If I know the promises, then it becomes the question of what I trust the most. The promises that have been given are the worries of tomorrow that don't yet exist. It almost sounds silly when I hold it up that way, but often the truth is way more simple than we want to make it. It's up to me to trust the promises. When I make the purposeful choice, the one that says that no matter what things might look like around me, I still trust the promises, then the worries of tomorrow will lose their place in my life. In Daniel 3, we encounter three young men who are believing in the promises more than the circumstances. King Nebuchadnezzar has taken the children of Israel captive and has declared that all the people are to bow down before the golden image that he has set up. And if they don't, then they're going to be thrown into the fire. This could be an understandable time when the worries of tomorrow would rear their little heads, right? After all, what if the call comes and I'm in a position where others can see me? Or what if I choose between honoring my God and saving my neck? Or what if I have to decide if I'm going to go along to get along, or if I'm going to stand strong in what I know to be God's design? You know, I guess that the more things change, the more they really stay the same. At least now, though, in this same situation, it isn't actually a blazing furnace that I face. Although, believe me, it can feel like it at times. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ignored the call to worship the idol. They were focused on the promises of God and not the situation of the moment. Even when they were facing the flaming furnace, they said to the king, and this comes from the New International Version, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up." You know, God has done many things in my life. The series of events that led up to our house being damaged by the tornadoes, those events actually protected us and proved that God was with us all along. The series of events that surrounded the car accident my boys were in recently, they proved to me that God was with them all along. His promises have shown true in my life time and time again. So why should I worry about tomorrow? Why would I worry about tomorrow? Because I know who holds my tomorrow. And that is sufficient enough for me to stay focused on today. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey to find ways to avoid focusing on the worries of tomorrow. The more I choose to stay focused on the promises, and the more I put to action my plan for today, the harder it will be for those worries to get a foothold. I hope you will take a moment and share your own experience with worry and how you are breaking free. Email me at radio@katherinelang.com. Be sure to take a moment and visit the Growing Hope website, where you can download your free PDFs of all the ebooks that are created from the Growing Hope broadcast. You can find those at katherinelang.com/ebooks. And while you're there, please take a moment to comment on one of the posts so we can keep the conversation going. I would also enjoy the opportunity to engage and connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet as Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's the @ Katherine C. Lang. On Google Plus, it's the +/ Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's again the Katherine C. Lang. And now you can also find me on Pinterest and Instagram. You can listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope Radio by visiting katherinelang.com/on-air. That's also where you can invite me to come be a speaker at your next event or conference. I want to keep this conversation going because I know that in sharing with you, I become bolder and stronger in my own journey. And the more that I become bolder and stronger in my own journey, the more difficult it is for the worries of tomorrow to get a place in my life. It is because of being tired or worn down or sometimes exhausted that worries begin to seep in. The stronger I am in my walk and in my focus, the more difficult it will be for the worries of tomorrow to be the directing force for my journey. I become stronger and bolder when I am not in this alone. We are designed to be in relationships, and I want to connect with you, and together we will grow up the boldness that will keep the worries of tomorrow from getting a place in our lives. We will begin to Stand firm in the promises despite the circumstances that might be around us that could lead to the worries of tomorrow. We will break free of the worries because we know who holds our tomorrow. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.